comment section, a subscriber called Waffles Are Great recently left a comment asking, do you believe men prefer respect over love ultimately? Good question. In short, I think we operate better valuing respect more than love. But today, I think men act the opposite, and it's really detrimental to their lives. There's more confusion, less makes sense. For me, does respect trump love? Absolutely. Respect, honor, trust, all those things that you would associate with males traditionally, you know, where we trusted each other with our lives, going to sleep while someone stood guard. For me, I value respect and fairness much more than love any day. If a woman or anyone can't respect me, then I can't have a deep or meaningful relationship with her, or anyone for that matter. Nothing meaningful anyway. But by the way men act today with their lack of self-respect, I think the average man prefers love because it's easier today. He doesn't have to think about why he loves, just that a woman accepts him. But I think men should value respect much more than they do. But it requires more of a first-person point of view that is ultimately more rewarding in the long run, but it takes more work. I think respect is more valuable and useful than blank slate love, for the simple fact that it's more objective than emotional love. Respect tends to be based on something more tangible, like values. You can usually proudly say why you respect or not respect somebody. That is to say, I respect this person, and then you name the grounds and reasons by which you do so. And then sometimes later, if someone were to ask you again and remind you years later, do you respect this person? Your automatic reaction would be yes, because that's where you left it. There's a foundational stability. It's not easy to just sort of say, I respect this person one day and then don't respect them the next for absolutely no reason. That doesn't tend to happen with the word respect. But love, emotional love, that can change from day to day with absolutely no reason at all. It's not the same way. I think it's also a reason why men tend to stay lifelong friends and hold the same friends over long periods in their lives much more than women do. It's more common to hear women say they have male friends and prefer male friends because they don't like the bitchiness and backstabbing of women. There's a stability of knowing how men feel, and it won't tend to change unless you've done something wrong. If a man's friend suddenly acts differently towards him, one thinks there must be a reason, a rational reason, whether you've seen it or not, that you've done something. Not so with love. Love can be beautiful, and then you wake up and tomorrow it's just a dream, it's disappeared. As I said, I think masculine words like honor and respect are brought down from times where men adhered to a hierarchy of leadership, and so you'd respect that leadership because there'd be responsibility assigned to those roles, and that person would need to do their job and act a certain way to be responsible for that hierarchy and their position in there. So respect seems to be ordered and foundational, not sort of ephemeral and vague. For me, there tends to be a desperation with the word love because you just don't know if it'll be there from one moment to the next. And so you consume as much as you can and get drunk on it because you can't rely that that feeling will be there tomorrow. Not so with respect and things like honor. They tend to be grounded. You don't tend to think it will change tomorrow without a rational reason. Truthfully, for me, I can't love a woman the way she wants me to if I can't respect her first. There has to be something for me to love. So in that sense, I would tend to agree with you, especially for me, I'm talking for myself. I would much prefer, if not demand, that I need to respect a person, especially a female, if I'd have any chance of approaching love with that person. And the love I mean would be a male sort of love. not the sort of romantic, sort of ephemeral, woo-woo kind of here one day, gone the next kind of love. I mean a male's love, which, as you've implied, is wrapped up with things like respect, honor, trust, loyalty, and some sort of foundation. Now, I'm not saying that most women are capable of this. I'm just saying where I have my compass pointed. If I can't like her first as a person, which means I must at least respect her, which, by the way, doesn't happen that often, then the point of loving a woman is moot. It's putting the cart before the horse. In short, my concise thinking when it comes to trying to love or respect a woman is this. I don't look for love with a woman. I look for understanding. And I would offer that you think about that as an important criteria too. And that's pretty much it. Don't worry about love. Don't listen to the BS of relationships are hard work, especially in those early years. They're not. They should be easy. Should be easy in those initial stages. If you have to try and work to make it happen with somebody, then I would almost guarantee your personalities aren't a match and this person is not a good fit for you. So yes, I would choose respect over love, understanding over love. For me, love is a luxury that comes last. Love isn't even the dessert, it's the cherry on top of the dessert that comes right at the end. But romantic love today has made the cherry on top the entire deal. Anyway, thanks for the question. Waffles are great. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I'll talk to you later, gentlemen. Bye.
You there! Stand fast! Master at arms, take that man below and clap him in irons.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Pullings, defaulters at 8 bells.
Aye, sir.
Bring Holland down to my cabin.
The man pushed past you without making his obedience, yet you said nothing. Why?
I intended to, sir, but the right words just didn't...
The right words? He was deliberately insubordinate.
I've tried to get to know the men, sir, and be friendly, but they've taken a set against me. Always whispering when I go past and giving me looks. I'll set that to right, sir. I'll be much tougher on them from now on.
You don't make friends with the former Jacks, lad. They'll despise you in the end, think you weak. Nor do you need to be a tyrant.
No, sir. I'm very sorry, sir.
You're what, 26, 27?
I'm 30 next Friday, sir.
30? You failed to pass for lieutenant twice. I know your habits. You're not a bad sailor. You have the knowledge. You can't spend the rest of your life a midshipman.
No, sir. I will try much harder, sir.
Look, Hollam. It's leadership they want. Strength. Now, you find that within yourself. And you will earn their respect. Without respect, true discipline goes by the board.
Yes, sir. Strength, respect, and discipline, sir.
Well, it's an unfortunate business, Hollam. Damned unfortunate. That'll be all.
Pushed him too hard.
Stephen, I invite you to this cabin as my friend. Not to criticize nor to comment on my command.
Well, should I leave you until you're in a more harmonious frame of mind?
What would you have me do, Stephen?
Tip the ship's grog over the side.
Stop their grog.
Nagel was drunk when he insulted Holland. Did you know that?
Stop 200 years of privilege and tradition. I'd rather have them 3 sheets to the wind on occasion than have a mutiny on my hands.
You see, I'm rather understanding of mutinies. Men pressed from their homes, their chosen occupations, confined for months aboard a wooden prison.
Stephen, I profoundly respect your right to disagree with me here in this cabin, but I can only afford one rebel on this ship. I hate it when you talk at the surface in this way. It makes me so very low. Do you think I want to flog Nagel? A man who stood beside me on the gunwale and hacked the ropes and sent his mate to his death under orders. Under my orders. Do you not see it? The only things that keep this little wooden world together are hard work, discipline.
Jack, the man failed to salute.
For God's sake, Stephen, there's hierarchies even in nature, as you've often said yourself.
There is no disdain in nature. There is no humiliation.
Men must be governed. Often not wisely, I will grant you, but they must be governed nonetheless.
That's the excuse of every tyrant in history, from Nero to Bonaparte. And I, for one, am opposed to authority.
Your opposition is not my concern.
Misery and oppression.
You've come to the wrong shop for anarchy, brother.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12.
Cut him down.
You've always been very kind to me. Goodbye, Blakeney.